What is up, my friends? I've got a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast that took place just the other night. Pay special attention to when Ben says something that he immediately regrets that was massively insensitive. It happened when we were playing the Bet on Ben game, which I will actually include for you as part of this free view, okay? You got to hear this. It's ridiculous. Holy crap. Also, I'm going to have to clean up that mess. Anyway, the full show is on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's a fancy word of content behind a paywall. It's how I keep the lights on here. If you like what you hear, go there, subscribe, and you get the full show. I suggest just trying it out for 1 month. That'll set you back $5. No big deal. I put 15 plus hours of content up there each and every week, different shows that I post. If you like it, either let it ride or convert it to a yearly and I'll save you 10%. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much. Enjoy your time listening to the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast free view.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
Eric. All right. Thank you, Marsha. Do you want to play Bet on Ben with me right now?
Who, me?
Yes.
Or Marsha?
Yes.
Well, of course, you're playing. You're
I'll play. Play a game with Tom. Okay. Tom, hide the pickle.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's put our game faces on right now.
All right, we're ready.
Let's see. That question's been used. Can't use that. No. And then no. Do I even have any questions? Holy shit. Oh. What an ass. That's all right. We'll get there. What is Univac 1? Andrea and Marsha, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Against.
Okay, Ben.
Yeah.
The question is, what is Univac 1? Marsha says you are not going to get this right.
Which is a good guess because I have absolutely no clue what the hell you're asking for here. I'm just going to say the first vacuum.
A bad guess, but incorrect. And that means Marsha has $1.
So vague. I don't know what the heck.
Univac 1 is a computer.
Oh.
I think it's like the first one.
Oh.
And it had the computing power of like Marsha's dildo. And it was gigantic.
Nice. I don't have one. She has one. I don't like them.
Oh. No. What's the problem with those things, Marsha?
Thanks for the deal.
Marsha?
I don't know. I've never used one and I don't even want to. I want the real thing, okay?
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, there is no substitute for a good fresh one.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a good time to bring him in. Saul is checking in along with Patriot Nick and Chris B. So we are adding people to the party.
Hey, Eric. Hi. I'm here to talk about Dick.
Got Chris B, probably just getting off the job. Saul is in attendance. That is awesome. Jimmy Stinson out of Portland, Maine, guys. Thank you to everybody for being here at this strange time that we're doing the show. All right, next question on Bet on Ben. What country owns the Auckland Islands? What country owns the Auckland Islands? Marcia, Andrea, are you betting on or against Ben?
I'm going to against. Yeah, against.
All right.
Okay.
Against Ben. What country, Ben, owns the Auckland Islands?
This one's going to have to be a total guess, too. Saul knows this, apparently.
Yes.
Auckland.
I know it!
I know it.
I'm gonna say England, Eric.
Solomon, would you please tell everyone who owns the Auckland Islands, if you could?
I think it's New Zealand.
It is New Zealand, Saul. Saul.
Auckland is the capital.
Yeah, you know. Oh. Saul, we haven't gotten a work update from you. How's it going at the job?
Oh, work is going okay. You know, I'm in training right now. I took a day off because they didn't have anything for me to do. So I'll be back at it on Monday.
And, okay.
I've been catching up on some sleep.
Making any friends there, Saul?
Yeah, I have a few friends.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Good to hear. Glad it's it sounds like you're off to a good start.
Yeah, there's this one guy who came out of retirement and he's in his 70s. And you know, hi yeah. Terry. I don't think you're gonna watch this, but he's decided, you know, he wants to have another go at a job. So
So he's getting back in the game and he's been telling you his story and you two are hitting it off.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now is Terry is it spelled with a Y or an I? Is it a guy? It's a guy, right?
Yep, with a Y.
Okay. All right. Have any chicks started hitting on you yet, Saul?
No, definitely not.
All right.
Well, there's plenty of time for that.
Yeah, Saul, don't be surprised if that happens.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say you're not looking forward to that?
No, I said I'm definitely looking forward to
that. Oh, yeah, Saul. It's time. You're absolutely right. Well, just be yourself. Okay. Next up, Ben, Marcia, $2 in your account. We're playing for four. I'm not going to read that. What is the Latin name for the Northern Lights, Ben? Marcia and Andrea, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
On.
Oh, wow.
I actually know
this one, I think.
Yeah.
Latin name for the Northern Lights.
I believe that's Aurora Borealis.
That is correct.
All right.
Good choice, Marcia. Good answer, Ben.
Yeah.
We're playing for $8.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
Okay. When a dude on a bike with a pack of other bicyclists shouts out, oil, what is approaching? When a cyclist in a pack of bicyclists shouts out, oil, what is approaching?
He doesn't know. No.
Okay. You're betting
against him,
Marcia. Okay. Ben, a pack of cyclists. Yes. One of them goes, Ben, oil. What is approaching, Ben?
Well, it should be oil because there's an oil spill and they got to get out of. They got to be careful. I'm going to say water.
That is incorrect.
Ah, come on.
It is.
Yes.
It's an automobile.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Why don't they just say car?
I don't know. Because they're idiots. That's why.
Bicyclists are idiots.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, look, $16 is next. You're playing for $16, Marsha. You ready? Oh, I can tell she's playing with her nips.
I'm ready. Not okay. Now. That's why her hands are all sweaty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ben, I'm going to need you to give me two of the three main fossil fuels. Two of the three of the main fossil fuels. Marsha, you going to bet on or against Ben?
I really want to bet against him, but I think he might be smart enough to know this.
So she's betting on him.
I'm betting on
gotcha.
Him.
Gotcha. Okay, she's betting on you, Ben. Now, if you get this right, Ben, two of the three fossil fuels, Marsha will be at $16.
I don't know this one.
What?
This one's going to be a complete guess. Because
okay, think about it. Two of the three fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Are you aware of any of them?
I think so. I think I know one, but I could be wrong. I'm going to have to say, oh God, this is going to be stupid.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say oil and water.
We're going to go with oil and water.
Come on.
Water is not a fuel, Ben.
You can use it as fuel? What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Fossil fuel would imply it has a combustible property to it, you know?
Gasoline?
No, gasoline's not a fossil fuel. That comes from oil. It's created from the oil. You got oil. You were doing so well. Are you telling me outside of oil, you can't think of another fossil fuel?
No, I don't know.
Instead of water, you couldn't think of coal?
Oh.
Or natural gas?
Natural gas? Come on.
Yeah, Well, yes, it comes from fossil fuel. They pull it out of the ground and put it in your house.
Boo.
What do you mean it's not a fossil fuel? You think they make it?
I don't know. They don't make water either.
It's not a fossil fuel. All right, Marsha, I'm sorry. Holy shit.
That's okay. That's okay.
All right. We enjoyed That's you, okay. though. We enjoyed you.
Cole, I would have never.
Ben's beard.
What?
It's Cedar Springs Internet.
Got all wonky there.
I think that, yeah, you guys need to move just so you can get better internet. That's the only reason why you need to move. All right. Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should, too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What time is it? I got to be out of here at 5:30. Okay. Chris B is enjoying the ride. Jimmy, no, you played last time. Pellerino, you want to play, man? Let's get in here, man. Here we go. Okay. No, we did that one. Aha. Question one. What does the Kelvin, K-E-L-V-I-N, Kelvin scale measure? Mr. Mike, you gonna bet on or against Ben? Cannot hear you.
I was muted. My bad. On. Ah, shit.
Oh, no. You're going to get go. Oh, no. This is bad.
Look at Nick. Nick's like, oh, fuck.
I know this, too. I know this. But.
Okay, what is the Kelvin scale measure?
Did you say Scoville?
No, sir. I said Kelvin. K-E-L-V-I-N. Nick is just dying. Nick is laughing his titties off.
Gosh. He is. Kelvins. Ah, nothing's coming to mind.
No?
No. This is an easy one that I'm going to get wrong.
Yep. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Does he know?
Hi. Okay. I'm really stoned here. Hey, Ben. I don't know. I'm really stoned here, Ben. And I don't know what the fuck you're talking about there, Ben. I don't know, guys. I'm just walking around. Just walking around the house looking for my fucking goat here, Ben. I don't even know what the fuck is going on.
Kelvin. Heat. I'm going to say heat.
You know what? I'm going to take that.
What?
It's temperature. The correct answer is temperature. So I'm going to... It's your ballpark enough that counts.
For some reason, I had thought it had to do with the sun, but I could be wrong.
I remember it from chemistry class, and that's about it. 1 degree Kelvin. I don't know, but yeah, I do remember that. But heat counts, Ben.
Well, then, what is Celsius and Fahrenheit?
Different ways to measure.
different measurements. So, what do you call it? Obviously, we use those Fahrenheit in U.S., Celsius in the U.K. and Canada and shit like that. But Kelvin is used a lot in chemistry. It's another measure of heat. I think it's for extreme heats and things like that.
Okay.
All right. $1 for Mike. Here we go. Question number two. What was the first man-made insecticide? First man-made insecticide. Mike, are you going to bet on or against Ben? Kevin's leaving us.
This could go. I'm going to go against.
Nick is suggesting it's jizz. You're going to bet against him. Jeez. God, you know, you are perfect for this group. You are absolutely, because that's what I would say. Is it jizz? And Mike, you're going against him, right?
Yeah, I think you could go either way, like against.
Really? Either way?
There's man-made insecticide.
I want to be funny and say raid, but I've got another stupid guess. Agent Orange. I'm going to insecticide.
Kills bugs. Kills bugs.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jimmy here in Maine, and I don't want any of the bugs killed in my house. There's spiders all over the place here.
They're my friends.
Oh, I'm so stoned. Everything looks like there's spiders everywhere, guys.
I don't have a good guess. I'm just going to say Agent Orange as my
Agent
guess.
Orange. They're in Vietnam. They were killing all the insects to help out the troops. No. Not Agent Orange. Saul, you think you might have this one. What?
No, is it DDT?
Saul, it is. It is DDT.
Oh!
Jeez. How am I supposed to know that?
It's very common.
How is that? I've never heard it before in my life.
Well, Saul's like 11 years old and he got it. All right, Saul, thank you. So, Mike, you said he was not going to get it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
$2.
What was it again?
DDT.
DDT.
There's a pause in the action as I need to turn to this legend out of Minnesota, Chris. Chris, buddy. Did I see, Chris, that you're dry, that the family is in the car with you? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What are you driving to, like, do you have like earbuds in right now?
I don't. I left them at home. I didn't know you were doing this early.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. So you're doing family stuff, maybe? I don't know. What's going on?
We live in our truck now, you know?
No, I don't believe you. You don't live in the truck. Come on.
Now, kids had reading after school, so I did that with them. My wife had meetings on her phone, in the truck, and now we're doing errands.
Well, yeah, you're doing responsible stuff. See, you always seem like you're about to crack, but you still... But you still are doing the right things. I mean, last we spoke, your heating and cooling system was a disaster. And steam was shooting out of your ears. But that has been corrected now, right?
Yeah, it's all corrected. Staying at home because I've been sick. So I've been doing absolutely nothing. So maybe that calmed me down too.
Yeah, man. I frankly, I don't like you like this.
Does he really seem that calm, though?
This is as calm as he gets. This is as calm as he's going to get. This is good. Look at a big old smile on him. He's doing great.
I guess, great. Yeah.
I was only interviewing him just now because I want to make sure that the children's safety wasn't in jeopardy.
He's about to drive off a cliff.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that he wasn't gonna throw it into, like, a culvert.
They're buckled up in their seats.
Look at them. They're like, oh yeah, we love our dad.
Dad, look at the lake. Yeah, I know, that's where we're going.
Look at your lovely wife. Oh, I love her so much. Oh my God. Okay. Let's see. What is the message that Nick wrote?
I don't know.
Dad, I can't swim.
Yeah, I know.
Nick said.
Well, what is this guy doing?
There we go. Here we go. He's getting ready to snap. Patriot Nick wrote, driving.
Guy almost pulled out in front of me. What else am I going to do? Not snap?
Yeah, you got to hit him. Smash into him. Nick says, you're driving to the open graves.
Yes.
Holy fuck. Hey, what is your wife's name again?
Kim.
Kim, I ask you that every time.
You do, actually. It's kind of pathetic.
Well, I can't. I never commit to memory. I apologize. I gotta do something to make me remember it. And usually you have to form you like a memory connection. So, Kim.
Well, we met you how many times? And the one time that she did meet you, she was pregnant. So I don't know how that wouldn't be memorable. And you're like, oh, I get to hug the pregnant women.
Yeah, that's very creepy of me. It's a horrible thing that I did. Let's see. What can I assimilate Kim with? Kim starts with K. And also the word kill starts with K, which is what you want to do to your family. So I will. There you go. Now, I will never forget her name.
You're terrible.
Sorry.
Okay. Did you and Nick get your differences solved or what?
Oh, yeah, of course, man.
I'm way behind in the podcast.
Yeah, we are difference solvers. Differences are always solved every day. Every day they're solved. Okay. Bellerita, you got $2 in your coffers. You're going for four. Who is the... Hold on, let me see if I can word this appropriately. Who is the spokesperson or the leader of the German organization of non-commercial... Who is the leader of the German organization of non-commercial supporters of Donaldism? Donaldism. Keyword is Donaldism. So it's an organization, German organization of non-commercial supporters of Donaldism. Who's the leader of that group?
I'll stick by against.
Okay, Ben, what do you guess? I'll say it again. German organization of non-commercial supporters of Donaldism.
The fuck? I've never heard of any of this stuff.
Here, Ben, you can think about that. Look at how much of a creep you are, Eric.
Oh, there I am. And there's Free Beer Hot Wings, and I've got my hands all over Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in love with her. I so wanted your wife right there.
Oh, jeez.
He is a treat.
Hi, Kim. I love you. I love you forever. Oh, my God. You're such a babe.
What's with the suit all up in your attic with the nice...
Yeah, well, I have to go do a hockey game and I'm the PA announcer. So I'm doing this after. It's either that or I'm a gay magician.
I'd buy it.
And this is my studio.
I've seen it. Chris shows me.
All right. All right, Ben, what do you think here? What's going on?
Donald Trump.
Oh, Donald Trump. Sorry, we're looking for Donald Duck.
What?
You're on the right track, Ben.
What does that have to do with...
I think it's something on like an episode or some shit. I don't know. Next question.
Okay.
How many stripes are there on Israel's flag? Now, if you don't get this, we are going to turn to Saul for the answer. And if Saul gets it wrong, that means the end of the world is coming.
Cut that part out. That's not what I meant to say. I just put two and two together.
I'll read it again. How many stripes are there on Israel's flag? Mike, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
On.
You're going to bet on Ben.
Yes.
I never feel this bad.
How many stripes are there on Israel's flag? Ben, you didn't mean anything by that horrible statement.
I really didn't. That's the thing. I really didn't. That was an innocent thing.
You stepped in it in a horrible way.
We can only
hope that he is not offended. Anyway, how many stripes are there on Israel's flag, Ben? Asshole. Come on. Get it together, you fuck. Look at him. What an asshole.
I'm going to say 3.
Now, I forget, Pellerito. I was too distracted by Ben. Did you vote?
I said on.
You bet on.
Yes. Wait, you said on? Really?
And Ben said three.
I was laughing at the time, but oh, yeah.
I didn't hear anything. My ears were too hot. God dang it. It's actually two. And Saul said, sorry, I don't know this one. He says, as much of an Israel supporter as I am, I only know the colors.
They're blue and yellow, right? Or are they blue and white?
I think it's blue and white. I'm pretty sure it's blue and yellow. Black is white. Well, unfortunately, that is it for you.
My Mike. First guess was going to be two, but then I thought.
Yeah, it's blue and white.
Yeah, it is blue and white.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. They don't believe in the three. They only believe in God, right?
What?
They don't believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Okay, that's.
I
don't know where you're going with that.
Saul, I think he's very.
The flag is a flag, and tons of other countries have.
Yeah, I don't think the flag has anything to do with the
religion.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's just the nation's flag, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's yeah.
The flag.
Yeah, Ben is, he's just been kind of a stomping around this entire question.
Sorry.
Moment after moment of awkwardness.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Saul, we are moments away from firing up the joke machine, Ben's jokes that he's written. Are you prepared to be the joke judge for us?
I actually wanted to check in to say hi. I'm just gonna
lay low
for a while.
You're gonna sit this one out, is what you're saying, right, Saul?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you, because it gets to be like a pain in the ass to be a joke judge.
Yeah, and you know? I was gonna take the day off anyway. Okay, guys.
You're leaving? You're leaving us?
Yeah.
No problem. All right. Well,
have a good weekend.
It's always good to have you here.
Was that because of me?
I don't know. Let's see.
Totally didn't mean to say what I said.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Ben. I don't know what's going on.
That's it. My free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I hope it was fun. Fucking Ben. What the fuck? All right. Have a good one, folks. Full show on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Bye-bye.